That's a good fire. Well done, Peter and Edmund.
I wish I could say the same for these apples. They're not much good roasted without sugar.
I suppose we'll have to eat them raw.
I may never complain about school suppers again.
I'm so glad we found that well in the back. The water is awfully good.
Speaking of which, I thought Susan had gone to fetch some water.
Yes.
Susan!
I'm here.
I thought you were going to the well for water, not all the way back to the mouth of the stream.
Look, Peter. I found this by the well.
Well, I'm jiggered.
What is it?
A little chestnut.
It's pure gold, isn't it?
Yes. And you see the eyes are made of rubies.
Yes. It's exactly like one of the golden chessmen we used to play with when we were kings and queens at Caer Paravel.
Oh, it brings back such lovely memories.
Right. And it's about time we four started using our brains.
What about?
Have none of you guessed where we are?
What?
I felt for hours that there was some wonderful mystery hanging over this place.
Far ahead, Peter. We're all listening.
We're in the ruins of Caer Paravel itself.
But, I say, how do you make that out? This place has been ruined for ages. Anyone can see that no one has lived here for hundreds of years.
I know. That's the difficulty. But this hall is exactly the same shape and size as the hall at Caer Paravel. Just picture a roof on this, and a coloured pavement instead of grass, and tapestries on the walls, and you get our royal banqueting hall. The castle well is exactly where our well was, a little to the south of the great hall, and it's exactly the same size and shape. And Susan has found one of our old chessmen, or one identical to it.
But look here, Peter. This must all be rot. To begin with, we didn't plant an orchard slap up against the gate.
No, but we did plant the orchard, remember? We planted it the very day before the ambassadors from the Tisrock of Kalorman came.
Oh, yes.
But it still doesn't make sense. It's only a year ago since we came back from Narnia, and you want to make out that in 1 year castles have fallen down, great forests have grown up, and little trees we planted ourselves have turned into big old orchards. It's impossible!
And there's another thing. If this is Caer Paravel, there ought to be a door at this end of the dais.
Yes. In fact, we ought to be sitting with our backs against it at this moment. You know, the door that led down to the treasure chamber.
Oh, yes.
We don't know that there isn't a door behind all this ivy.
We can soon find out. Please hand me that stick, Susan.
Here.
Thank you. Now.
Oh!
Great Scott!
Oh.
Let's clear this ivy away. I still have my pocket knife.
I have mine.
You start clearing on that side, and I'll start here.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, do let's leave it alone. We can try it in the morning.
Yeah.
If we've got to spend the night here, I don't want an open door at my back.
No.
And a great big black hole that anything might come out of.
Oh. Look, it is a door.
And here's the door handle.
Try it.
Locked, of course.
Oh.
But the wood's all rotten. We can pull it to bits in no time, and it'll make extra firewood. Come on!
Now for a torch. Maybe we can make something out of one of these sticks.
Oh, I say. My birthday present. Where's my coat? Here it is.
What birthday present?
The one Father gave me last week. It's an electric torch. See?
Oh.
The battery's brand new. Shall we go in?
Of course.
Oh, what's the use?
Oh, cheer up, Susan. It's no good behaving like kids now that we're back in Narnia. You're a queen here. And anyway, no one could go to sleep with a mystery like this on their minds. We'll follow you, Ed.
Huh? Oh, right.
Go on, then.
I'm going. Here's the top of the staircase, and I see 16 steps to the bottom. Oh, do be careful. Come on.
This must be Caer Paravel.
Huh?
There were 16 steps to the treasure chamber.
Then if Peter's theory is right, then...
There was no doubt about it. This was indeed the ancient treasure chamber of Caer Paravel, where Peter, Susan, Edmund and Lucy had once reigned as kings and queens of Narnia. There was a kind of path up the middle, and along each side, at intervals, stood rich suits of armour, like knights, guarding the treasures. In between the suits of armour, and on each side of the path, were shelves covered with precious things. Necklaces and arm rings and finger rings and golden bowls and dishes and brooches and coronets and chains of gold and heaps of unset stones lying piled up, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, topazes and amethysts. Under the shelves stood great chests of oak, strengthened with iron bars and heavily padlocked.
It's the treasure!
But it's all covered in dust. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
It's so sad to think that... I don't know what to think.
Our coronation rings!
Oh, Lucy, do you remember the first time we wore these brooches?
I thought they were lost.
I say, Peter, isn't that the armour you wore at the great tournament in the Lone Islands?
Yes.
And that chalice. We drank out of it at the feast, after Peter returned from battling the giants of the north.
We mustn't get carried away. We'll waste the battery, and goodness knows how often we shall need it.
Mm.
Hadn't we better take what we need and then get out?
Good idea.
We must take the gifts that Father Christmas gave us when we first arrived. They're right over here.
Yes.
The cordial for you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Susan, your bow and arrows and the... Oh, where's the enchanted horn?
The horn is gone?
Oh, bother. I remember now. I lost it.
You lost the enchanted horn?
I took the horn with me on our last day here, when we went hunting for the white stag. And then we got lost and blundered back through the wardrobe.
Mm. It's too bad. It was just the sort of thing that might have come in handy in a place like this.
Mm.
Never mind. I've still got the bow.
What about your gift, Peter?
Right. It's here. My shield and royal sword.
Put it on. We have to make sure it's not rusty.
It is my sword, Rindon. With it I killed the wolf.
Hi, King Peter. It is good to make your acquaintance again.
It is good to be back, isn't it?
Yes.
But not like this. Not to this ruin.
It's late. Let's get out of here and get some sleep.
Good idea.